Great to have you along today on WPR News. We're going to turn our attention to disc golf. Do you know that Wisconsin has more than 400 disc golf courses? In fact, one of them just hosted the U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championship two weekends ago in Manitowoc. So how did disc golf become such a big deal in our state? Larry Mueller here, and here to talk about disc golf's evolution is Jim Van Lannen. He is a board member of the Wisconsin Disc Sports Association and the founder of Discover Eastern Wisconsin Disc Golf. Jim was inducted into the Wisconsin Disc Golf Hall of Fame in 2011 and has assisted with the design and installation of many disc golf courses in our state. And as we talk with Jim, I hope you'll join in with your own thoughts. Let us know where you disc golf around the state, or maybe you just have you don't know anything about disc golf and want to learn something. Give us a call. What's your favorite disc in your bag? Give a call. The number is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or you could send an email to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Jim Van Lannen, welcome. Thanks for joining in today.
Hi, Larry. Nice to be here.
Yeah, great to have you here. Before we start, let's clear up some potential confusion that somebody brought up with me. Frisbee golf or disc golfing, and there's a big difference between a disc and a frisbee. Talk about that.
It is. When I first started playing disc golf back in the 80s, they didn't have these sharp-edged frisbees, and they had just the rounded edge, the kind that you'd throw at the beach. And slowly, as golf got more popular, they figured out that if you have a more sharp edge, those discs will fly farther. And they also hurt when you catch them. So you're not going to be catching those very often. So that's the difference. And that was really developed the sport a lot in the early 80s.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The terms used in disc golf are a lot like golfing with a golf ball in some ways. But they're, yeah. Talk about that.
Yes, it is. We call regular golf, we call that ball golf, because there's disc golf and ball golf.
Okay.
So, but in disc golf, we follow similar rules, but not exactly. But we're starting at a tee and we're terminating at a basket. And, you know, when the disc lands in the basket, you've successfully completed the hole. So other than that, you know, the flight and the way that the disc flies are completely different. A ball is going to go straight. It might shank left or right, but a frisbee is going to fly and it's going to start on one angle. And then as it slows down, it changes its angle. So you have some really cool ways that you can throw a frisbee around trees and navigate through woods and stuff like that. So it makes a lot of fun.
Yeah, and the courses, like the championship courses of a couple of weeks ago, I mean, they're challenging, to say the least.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've come a long way. You know, I know the first course in the state was Walrath Park in Sheboygan. And if you go there now, it's still a great course, but those fairways are very close together. The fairways are short. And now with these new style of discs, you can out throw some of these holes. And so then you have to spread out a little bit to have the larger courses. A lot of our courses are still free though. So we're really, really happy that that's something that keeps the sport accessible to people.
How did you get involved in it?
Well, I started in college. I looked out of the dorm window and I saw some guys playing frisbee down in the quad and said they must be cool people. So I went down and introduced myself and they said, well, we're also playing this disc golf around campus. So we started throwing frisbees. And, you know, along the way, I met friends and those friends met more friends. And then I took my other friends and they introduced them. And now it's a big sport. It really did start just grassroots with a couple of guys just getting together and saying, hey, let's play from our college campus house all the way to one end of campus and back. And every 10 minutes we'd have to take a break because in between classes, they were walking on our fairway.
So, so that's how I got started.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's very grassroots. And a lot of the people that play freestyle and other overall disc sports also play disc golf. And ultimate is another disc sport that people will play one or both. And a lot of ultimate players, when they retire, they retire to playing disc golf, which is kind of cool. It's a little bit slower.
So it's the sport itself, disc golf, has really then evolved over the past decade or so.
Yeah, it sure has. The vision of Ed Hedrick back in the 70s of taking a Frisbee and having it change people's lives was true. And he took just a simple design and turned it from a toy into a sport disc. And he renamed the disc. He worked for WAMO at the time. And he renamed the disc the World Class and the Masters Frisbee. And he put lines on the top of it that made it fly more stable. And that technology increase and also the marketing of that changed. So you had something that was called the Little Abner. And that first disc, it was just a toy. And now you have the Masters Frisbee and these discs that actually fly stable and predictably.
It's pretty cool. And they have and you're not using, you know, people who play it a lot are going to have more than one disc.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's driver, mid-range, putter. There's some that like to go left, some that like to go right. And you need to know which one you're going to pull out of your bag for any particular shot. And that also depends on what's in your way. If there's a sand trap or trees or things in your way or water carry that you have to do, you have to pick the right disc to make sure that you're going to land on the fairway.
And if you don't land on the fairway,
then we call that scrambling. Yeah. If you hit a tree and you get shanked into the woods in the shul, then you're scrambling. So those are all disc golf terms. I'm not sure if they use those in ball golf or not.
But you have to play it where it lies.
Yes. Yes. You throw it, and as long as you're in bounds, you throw from where you lie. You mark with a marker disc and then you play through from there.
And you need to always hit from behind that marker disc, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. Yep.
So how many people, where does Wisconsin stand when it comes to disc golf in terms of the numbers and so forth?
Yeah, we're very proud to say that we're number four in the nation for states on how many courses we have. We have 469 courses in the state of Wisconsin. And we're only sitting behind Texas, Michigan, and California. And for Michigan and Wisconsin to be in winter states and have more courses to play than all of these southern states is something that is very proud for us.
Yeah, I would think so. And it actually, ball golf is kind of the same way. It's amazing how many courses there are in the winter states like Minnesota and Wisconsin. And I think Wisconsin has something like 8 of the top 20 golf courses in the U.S. are in Wisconsin. So I would think if you held the national championship here in this, our courses, probably the whole range in terms of ability and openness and so forth.
Yeah, we do have the whole range. Silver Creek Park has 36 holes. It exposes to the beach on Lake Michigan, and we have one hole that is our lighthouse hole. It's our signature hole. It's our Pebble Beach of disc golf in Wisconsin. And it's got a 6-foot lighthouse that lights up at night, and you can play that hole every day of the year. And it's available all the time, and it's in a free city park. So it's really a wonderful thing to have that available to the local players.
Jim Van Lannen, our guest today. He is a board member of the Wisconsin Disc Sports Association. He's going to be with us right up until 12:30, if I'm not mistaken. We will be talking with him, and you can join in with your own thoughts and questions. I hope you will. Number's 800-642-1234 or email to talk@wpr.org. We'll take a quick look at the news, and then we'll be back with Jim Van Lannen. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Great to have you with us here on WPR News. Larry Mueller here talking about disc golf and where you can do it here in Wisconsin with our guest, Jim Van Lannen. Jim is a board member of the Wisconsin Disc Sports Association, founder of Discover Eastern Wisconsin Disc Golf. And Jim was inducted into the Wisconsin Disc Hall of Fame in 2011 and helped and assisted with the design and installation of many disc golf courses in our state. As we talk with him, I hope you'll join in. Tell us about how you got started in it, or what's the best advice you've received on how to throw it better or further maybe, or maybe what's your favorite course. Give a call. The number's 800-642-1234, or you could send an email to talk@wpr.org. And Nate in Sheboygan is with us. Let's go there and see what's on Nate's mind. Hi, Nate.
Hi.
What's on your mind today?
Oh, I tuned in and heard you guys were talking disc golf and thought I'd share, since you're asking about favorite courses. I've played and lived in a number of places in Wisconsin. Started in Marshfield at just a real small course. It was a par 3 course at a local pool, public pool, HEFCO. That sun's gone. Madison, if anybody's in the Madison area, High Stand and Elber, of course, are great courses. And now I'm in Sheboygan, and there are two that I frequent, one being Volrath and the other being the Quarry. All great courses.
Oh, Nate, thanks a lot for calling. Jim, do you want to comment on those courses or on his comments?
Yeah, Madison has some of the best courses around. They've really done some awesome things with design there. And a couple of my good friends are the designers of some of those courses. So they get a lot of play down there. They're serious about disc golf in Madison. Sheboygan is also close to my heart because I started going to the disc golf overall tournament there in the late 70s. And we have the longest running disc golf tournament in the state of Wisconsin was held in Sheboygan, the state overall championships. And they used to throw discs off the hill and have the dogs catching discs and the guts players throwing and doing exhibitions. And they really, really knew how to have a fun event for the family. And they had the Bratwurst City Frisbee Club was running that event back in the 70s. So,
Nate, thank you for calling. Paul and Merrill, we'll go to you next. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Just want to say, and maybe your guest knows about this, but this morning I was in Riverside Park in Merrill alongside the Wisconsin River, and I walked in an area I'd never walked in before in that park. Big, expansive lawn, huge trees, big maple trees, oak trees, and so on. And it's a disc golf place. And I was just totally impressed with how open and beautiful that park is, and wondering if your guest knows of it.
I've not been to Merrill, but I do know that a lot of those old growth forests are perfect. They, you know, the trees aren't negatively impacted by discs hitting them, and they give you lots of obstacles to throw around. And what's neat about disc golf is that you're able to design and put in disc golf courses that can coexist with existing uses of parks and also along with nature. So we're looking at safety and multiple uses, which is very important when we're designing the courses to make sure that they keep our parks looking nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Paul, thank you so much for calling. And Alex had also called to give a shout-out to the course at the Nisida Outdoor Adventure Club. He says that's a great course as well. Are you familiar with that course in Nisida?
I am not. I don't get too far away. That's you can tell by the name of my club. It's Discover Eastern Wisconsin. I have friends there that maintain a lot of those parks and are more influential on the west side of the state. And so we each kind of take our niche. And I've got good friends in Randy Shukar up in Standing Rocks in Stevens Point. And you've got Brad Wendt down in Madison, and Josh Hamm down in Milwaukee. and a lot of these people that each take care of their own areas. You know, John Turlap in Appleton, and it works very well that we, you know, kind of adopt our parks in our local areas, and that's how you keep those parks looking nice.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. A lot of volunteer effort involved, as I understand it, anywhere in the state for those courses.
Yeah, as is typical in, you know, municipal funding, funds go down and volunteers can pick up the slack. And so disc golf has done that as well, trying to make sure that we are making our parks look nicer year in and year out. And it's a lot of brush cutting and pushing back the invasive species and things like that that keep those parks looking nice.
Frank in Springbrook, we'll go to you now. Frank, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I have a question for your expert there. I am a semi-retired local reporter in Northwest Wisconsin. And, you know, about a dozen years ago or so, there was a lot of interest, a lot of talk about disc golf course. And I know we had our big lodge up here in Washburn County at the Heartwood. I think they even had a national tournament there once. So about a dozen years or so, there was a lot of discussion. You would see people playing disc golf. But now when I go to a park or places where there are disc golfs, I never see anybody playing. I just wonder, has the enthusiasm for that sport died down a little bit? Or is it in Wisconsin, is it kind of a regional thing where some areas have a lot of activity and some areas don't?
Mm-hmm.
Because even like the Berkey up here at the Telemark, the big development, Telemark Village, where they put $10 million into creating a new lodge and everything. They have a new disc golf course. I've been up there several times, and you see a lot of mountain bike riders. You see a lot of people hiking in the winter skiing, but I have yet to see anybody playing disc golf.
Okay.
All right. Well, one thing you're going to see is with the development of disc golf, you've got more courses and more choices for people to make. I'm not familiar with the course. Are you saying Washburn County as in Ashland, up near the village of Highbridge?
Well, no, Washburn County, there was a big resort. It used to be called Heartwood. It's called something else now. The Catholic Church bought it. But okay. Back in the 2000s, they had a really nice disc golf course. I did a story on it, and they actually had a national tournament there at one time.
The one I'm thinking of is Highbridge Hills. It's up near Ashland, way in the northern part of the state. We had the World Championships up there in 2007.
Okay, so Frank brings up an interesting question. What's the popularity of disc golf here in the state?
You know, over the COVID era of 2020 and 2021, our numbers doubled because disc golf is a good COVID activity. It slowed down a little bit, but over the last 40 years, we've been in double-digit growth and continues to be double-digit growth in both numbers of players and numbers of courses. So we're adding about 30 courses a year to the state of Wisconsin. And right now we've got 10,000 courses in the United States and 16,000 courses worldwide. So those numbers aren't slowing down at all. And we're adding more courses because people are looking for the sport. So yeah, it really hasn't slowed down much. And, you know, other than a little bit what we consider a slowdown because we were hitting unparalleled growth with COVID. And that's tailed back a little bit, but we're still continuing to grow. I think maybe some of those courses that you're talking about may have been, you know, during the week or in an off season. But I can just say for our courses in Manitowoc, we have 40,000 rounds of golf every year just at Silver Creek Park. And those people are coming from all over. You know, I'm quizzing them and asking, you know, where are you coming from? And they're driving from all over the state because they know that there's a championship level course in our community. So it really does benefit the communities to have the nice courses. And like anything else, you might have some courses that are not well kept or not maintained that could get less use based on the volunteer effort and the park's effort to maintain them. But for the most part, we've got some of the nicest courses in the Midwest here in Wisconsin.
Frank, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Maybe you could tell us about the U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championship. How did they choose Manitowoc for the location, and how'd the tournament go?
Sure. I would say persistence. We bid for that 3 years in a row, and the third year we won out. The event was held a week ago in Manitowoc, and it went over any of our goals. We had hoped to get 300 players. We had 330 players. We had hoped to get 100 volunteers. We had 150 volunteers. We had hoped to have 500 spectators. We had 1,500 spectators. So the numbers really prove out that people wanted this event in our area. And we're so proud that we brought it to a small community of Manitowoc and really are breaking records as far as the number of attendance for this women's only national event. It's a very prestigious event. There's only six majors in the country, in the world, all year long. And this is one of those six majors. Now, today we start the Masters World Championships in the Twin Cities, a much bigger community versus Manitowoc. I'd say probably 10 to 1. I don't know what the population is of the Twin Cities, but it's got to be more than 41,000. So to have a small community of Manitowoc hold one of these major tournaments was really a big, big thing for us. And we were very happy that the community and the Parks Department and the sponsors and everybody came together and really helped to put that event together. So it turned out very well. Yeah.
And the quality, obviously, the quality of play had to be wonderful as well. Do you talk about under par, over par, or, you know, how do you measure?
Sure. Under par is always good.
Yeah.
You know? We're all trying to shave strokes. We had our winner was from Finland. And she beat a girl that was originally from Wisconsin who now lives in North Carolina. Evelina Salonen is from Finland, and Haley King is from Wisconsin. And then in our Masters division, we had Jennifer Allen from Arizona, who beat out in the tiebreaker Holly Finley, who is also from Wisconsin, and now lives, I think, in Nashville. Somewhere around there. But so these people are coming from all over the world. And it was cool that we had two of the top finishers in the top level divisions were originally from Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Maureen in Manitowoc, we'll give you a chance to join in. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Larry. I just wanted to call to say that my mom used to live across from Estabrook Park in Milwaukee. Now my daughter lives about a block away. And I see people there playing disc golf all the time. It's a beautiful course. So I guess I'm refuting that guy that says that he doesn't see it being played very much anymore. I think it's a great sport. I personally have tried it a little bit, but it's fun to see people outside and enjoying the woods and enjoying the parks.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for calling, Maureen. Comment, Jim?
Yeah, I do think that, you know, Estabrook is a beautiful park, and it's just a good testament for if you have a nice park and a good relationship with the Parks Department, that you can create some really cool things. And I think Manitowoc is a prime example of that as well. Silver Creek Park is 85 acres. We put in 36 holes there. We've got a championship course that lays on top of those 36 holes. We call it the Super Silver Course. And the city has been on board since day one. And they allow us to make enough changes that we can keep it competitive. And as long as we don't ask for money, they think it's great. Because we come in with labor and sponsors and say we want to get these projects done. And they say, okay, let's do it. So it's been just a really a good relationship. And it would be a good example for other communities that how we're working with the city.
John wonders, what's the typical length of a course? And you have, I'm sure, par 5 maybe, or a par 4, par 3, that sort of thing.
Yeah, in general terms, you'd say ball golf, you talk in yards, and about the same distances in disc golf, you'd talk in feet. So 200 feet to 1,000 feet is a typical disc golf hole. So, and par 3, 4, and 5. Our finishing hole for U.S. women's was a par 5, 779 feet, and it was a very competitive hole. You also have, I think, the shorter hole, probably 275 feet for the top women, and you put some challenges in front of them as well, put them on hills and put water around it and some obstacles, making it more challenging. So it's not always about the distance. It can be about what the obstacles are on that course as well.
So I'm now thinking about ball golf versus disc golf. If I hit a golf ball into the water, I just pull out another one. How does that work with disc golf?
Same way. Yeah, either that or you roll up your pants and go swimming. You know, you can go and try and find them. We did have at Rolling Ridge course for U.S. women's. We had a gentleman with waders on, and he sat in the pond all weekend. And if you threw in the water, he would throw it back to you. So, yeah. So shout out to Champ at Rolling Ridge Disc Golf Course. We're doing that all weekend long. And he did a great job.
What about course etiquette? Anything? What can you tell us about any disc golf course etiquette you should know about?
Sure. Well, you know, first thing we want to think about the park, and we don't want to disturb nature. We don't want to break things. We don't want to break, you know, branches. We don't want to disturb the animal life in the park, but we also want to be safe. So you don't want to be throwing on top of the group in front of you. Give people adequate space so that they're not getting hit with a Frisbee. And then also keeping the parks clean. We want to leave the parks as nice as we found them. So it's important for us to be thinking about, you know, if we brought it in, why don't we take it home with us versus leaving it behind in the park for somebody else to pick up. So all of those things are very important.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You've competed in, I'm sure, many tournaments over the years. How do you prepare for something like that? I'm thinking nerves and everything else, but how do you prepare?
You know, I was watching a video yesterday of Simon Lazat, and he's from Germany, now lives in Massachusetts, great golfer, and he does a blog explaining his preparation for a tournament. And he's the day before the tournament, he said, this is how you do this. I wasn't throwing enough last week, so I have to get repetition. So he said he's going to throw 100 discs. You know, and it only takes 15 or 20 minutes. So you can throw those discs, and that muscle memory is what gives you the same repeat when you come up to the hole and you're ready to throw. Just put the mind on block and say, I'm just going to throw and do what the muscles remember to do. Throw it straight at the basket, right? So, but repetition and practice is really what it comes to.
On courses, are there sometimes trees or other obstacles that may be right in front or near a space where you need to get?
Yeah, and we've got different ways. You can throw forehand, backhand, overhead. There's some different throws that you can throw to get the disc out of trouble. You can also put your foot behind your marker. And you can lay down and lean out around something. So if you can imagine sticking your toe out as far as you could and leaning way over and throwing it, get flicking it around, that does happen. And as long as your foot is behind that marker disc, you're okay.
And the discs themselves, like for a par 3 disc, is that a smaller disc? Or, I mean, what makes one disc different from another?
Well, I mentioned earlier about the rim being thinner and more sharp-edged. Those sharp-edged discs are going to go farther. So the mid-range disc is going to be a little thicker, and then a putter will be even thicker yet. So, and what you get with the thicker disc is stability. And so if you're throwing a stable disc, it means it's going to throw straight. It's going to continue to go straight until it almost finishes a little bit at the end when it slows down. Those sharper edge discs are going to have less predictability. So you have to have more control over those high, what we call high speed discs. So the narrow edge, you have higher speed, you can throw them harder and they go a lot farther.
What is the cost in terms of equipment and so forth? That the discs, I assume, are the main cost.
Sure. Well, I know people that have, you know, invested their retirement in discs. But at the same time, I also know a guy that went to the park one day and just walked around for a while, and he found one that didn't have a name on it, and so he started throwing it. But his investment was zero. But somewhere in between. Most golfers, I would say, with a bag would have 15 or 20 to 30 discs in a bag. And those bags average from $10 to $25. So about $500. If you have a nice bag, it might be another $300. So less than $1,000, you're geared up for the season. Now, you don't want to throw it around too many ponds, or you might lose a few of them.
But, are they fairly stable? I mean, do they get nicked up a lot and you got to replace them a lot or not?
A little bit, but that's actually a good thing. We call that being beaten in. When you beat in a disc, it flies a little bit different. So it might fly over stable, but when it's beat in, it'll throw a little more under stable. So it's going to turn left or turn right a little bit more or less. So you might have a brand new Wildcat, and then that beat in Wildcat's going to throw a little different. So, but you'll keep them both in your bag because you know how each of them throws. So we keep throwing them until they break it most of the time.
Oh, Bill in Oregon, he's played disc golf for over 40 years. Great excuse to be outside. He talks about the several courses around Madison. Elver Park, he particularly likes a tricky 18-hole course. And Token Creek County Park and Bird's Ruins in Marshall are wonderful 36-hole golf courses. I like the name Bird's Ruins in Marshall.
Yeah, I can't say enough about Madison's courses. We're all jealous around the state of Madison that they've got some of the nicest courses around. Very competitive, very challenging, difficult courses. Token Creek is a beautiful, big county park, and they have 36 holes. Elver Park was the first course in Madison, and that was designed by a couple of friends of mine. And I remember really well, it was 1992. I get a call from my buddy Pete. He says, "Jim, you're never going to believe it. The Parks Board is going to let me design a course on this ski. There's a hill and a big park, and there's a pond, and just a great piece of land. And we're going to have disc golf in Madison." that course went in September of 1992. And that was the first year of the Wisconsin Tour. And that Wisconsin Tour played where Madison played Milwaukee and Appleton played Sheboygan. And so you had teams in these four cities played each other. And now that tour is 21 cities and a summer-long Wisconsin Tour that we're very proud of 35 years later.
Oh, man. It's a wonderful story, Jim. And I have more questions for you, but we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us and taking a half hour to be with us today. I really appreciate it, and we'll look forward to your next visit. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it. You have a great day.
You as well. Jim Van Lannen, board member of the Wisconsin Disc Sports Association. Great to have him with us, and I'm sure we'll be getting him back and talk about it again at some point down the road. Coming up, though, we're going to talk about competitive and show water skiing. That's next. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News.